Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Sexually Liberated Woman podcast is supported by ShockRubs. ShockRubs makes beautiful, handcrafted sexual wellness products from 100% pure crystal. Crystals are a natural, earth-made material that help to awaken higher levels of consciousness, work through emotional imbalances, and heal deep core wounding. Take all of that and put it in sex toy form, and you've got yourself a mighty orgasmic tool. I have my own chakra up that's made of 100% rose quartz, which is this really beautiful, soft pink colored crystal that helps me cultivate self-love, opens my heart chakra, and heightens my capacity to feel pleasure. And my orgasms are incredible. So if you want to bring sacredness and a little witchiness to your erotic life, head to chakrubs.com and use the code LIBERATION to get 10% off your purchase. That's chakrubs.com, promo code LIBERATION. And may your orgasms be plentiful. Hi, everyone. I'm Evian Whitney, and welcome to another episode of the Sexually Liberated Woman podcast. I can't believe we're at the end of May, which also means we're at the end of International Masturbation Month. And I'm kind of sad about that. I usually do something on the blog to observe this monthly holiday, but this year I found myself even more excited and inspired about it than I've ever been. Actually, with the help of that inspiration, I ended up masturbating way more this month than I have this entire year, which is a huge accomplishment that I'm celebrating. Another thing I'm celebrating is today's episode because it's so good. I'm talking with Vanessa Cuccia today, who's the founder and sex witch behind ShockRubs, a supplier of high-end crystal dildos and other sexual wellness products, which maybe you've heard of them. She and I could have easily gotten on the topic of sex toys and how to use them for self-pleasuring, and we actually did touch on that a little bit. But mostly, we talked about the idea of masturbation being a radical form of self-care, and Vanessa shares with us some of her wisdom on how we can take our self-pleasuring sessions to new heights via solo sex magic. Our chat is surely going to make you want to touch yourself more, and if not, at the end, I'll share with you 35 reasons you should add masturbation and self-pleasure to your self-care routine. Keep listening! Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
I'm really excited to talk to you today about masturbation as a form of self-love and self-care. And one of my favorite quotes about self-love and self-pleasuring is, by Betty Dodson, who says that masturbation is a foundation for all human sexuality. And I wanted to know if you thought that was true.
I definitely agree with that. I see it as, you know, obviously very symbolic to everything. And masturbation also doesn't have to just look like, you know, giving yourself an orgasm. I consider masturbation just touching yourself and appreciating your body. So I definitely would agree with that quote.
Say more about that. Like, say more about, like, the different types of masturbation.
Yeah, I mean, I see masturbation as a way to say thank you to the universe for having a body, to experience pleasure by touching yourself, you know? That could be just like gently touching your face or your thighs or whatever it is. To me, that is masturbation, whenever you are consciously giving yourself pleasure through your body.
Mm. Oh, I love that. And that's so much more accessible, I think. I like this concept of masturbation not just being sexual, but more like benign, mm-hmm. more like, you know, touching yourself as you would if you would touch the inside of your mouth. I think that's
yes.
really awesome. So tell me a little bit about, like, your journey into having this kind of self-awareness and this,
yeah.
like, the sensual connection that you have with your own body.
I think back to when I was first discovering my own sexual body, and I remember, like, being around the pool when I was really young and, like, touching my nipples just very innocently and just, like, feeling that, my mother saying, like, don't do that. And I was like, why? I, like, didn't get it. And, you know, growing up a little bit more, it became very clear that masturbation, touching oneself, was not to be something to hide, rather. And you didn't talk about it. You had to feel this shame around it. And that never felt right to me. I just didn't get it, because if we are given this built-in pleasure center that can make us feel good, why is that something that was taboo to talk about? You know, I'm not saying that we should, like, masturbate, like, in front of anybody at any time, but
right.
but still, it was like this shameful thing. I didn't get it. So I think my whole journey of being very open about sex came from that, like, disconnect for me about sexuality having this shame component. It just didn't make sense that here is this wonderful thing that is God-given and that we are meant to, you know, for some reason hide. And, you know, I had other things that happened when I was, like, 3 years old. I remember my vagina was actually closed, which is a very common condition, but I had a closed vagina that my mother used to have to treat me for 6 months, having to pull me apart. And it was painful and embarrassing. And I also had had to go to doctor treatments and, you know, make sure that I was growing with a, you know, open vagina.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So, you know, so I had, like, since I was young, this confusion and embarrassment associated with my body. And you know, when I created Shock Rubs, I had wanted to create something that would allow me to feel comfortable and beautiful, and not only feel like I was exploring my sexual body, but also that I was doing something to heal emotional wounds that I had from these experiences.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you told a little bit of your story, and thank you so much for sharing. I think, like, it's so easy for people on the outside to see where you are now and think, like, that's the way it always has been. I mean, you're a CEO and founder of, like, a kick-ass sex toy company. And so, like, I think a lot of us could
assume that your upbringing was like totally sex positive and you didn't have those messages. But they're so common. And I know a lot of the people listening, including me, like as I'm talking to you about this, like I also had those very shaming, shameful messages come through about masturbation, about touching myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually didn't hear the word masturbate come out of my parents' mouth until like I was way, way older. But there was implied repercussions about doing that kind of thing. And so it's really interesting to see like how you came from this place of shame and hardship around your body, around masturbation, and like it's transformed into this thing which is like you're not only giving yourself this gift of sexual self-care, but you're also giving others this sexual self-care gift.
Totally. Yeah, I do believe we're all connected. And I made something that I needed. And because I believe that we're all connected, I knew that other people would need it too, or want it. So
I have a feeling that this process of undoing that shame and those messages that you got from society and maybe parents and things like that about masturbation, it just didn't happen overnight. Like, how did you overcome the messages of shame around masturbation?
Creating my company definitely had a really big part of it. I think almost desexualizing this has helped. And what I mean is now when I talk about masturbation, and it's been a topic of so many conversations, and because I do relate it to self-love and self-awareness and spiritual growth, I do see it as a symbol for those things, and that there's no bit of that shame left just because I've faced it. I've faced it and I've talked about it again and again, and I've, you know, just having it not be a taboo anymore in my mind and talking about it and looking at maybe people with judgment, but greeting them where they are and slowing down a little bit and being like, okay, I know that it's like a funny haha thing, but like, let's get real here. Like, you know, nothing is good or bad. It's just how we choose to see it. And it's just with that perception that I was able to overcome those feelings of shame.
Yeah. And I hope that for everyone else, like as well, you know, that we can do the best that we can to have more conversations like this to help bring more awareness and like desensitize this topic. Because I mean, masturbation, it's one of the ways that we can get to know ourselves and to love ourselves. And I mean, masturbation, like Betty Dodson said, is like the foundation of who we are as sexual beings. And I think that if there were more people on this planet that were like, you know, extolling the benefits of masturbating, not necessarily the health benefits, but like the spiritual benefits, I think that is a really good step in that direction. I actually wanted to ask you about that. Like, you mentioned that like masturbation has opened up spiritual growth for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, like, how has masturbation enhanced your spiritual growth?
I think spirituality is really self-awareness. So masturbating and observing myself, masturbating, whatever thoughts come up, whatever fantasies I think about, I look at that and I just try to understand myself. You know, I've journaled after masturbating because I'm trying to understand, you know, why certain things turn me on, or I'm thinking about my past and what things are blocking me from feeling certain things. So, you know, with chakras too, with the crystals, I'm setting intentions. Like, I have intentions with my chakras of, okay, open my heart to love. Like, that's like a basic one. Mm. And so every time I feel aroused and it's time for me to have a session, I'm just reminded of that intention, you know, love, open my heart to love. And to me, that's spiritual, you know, to be thankful for being here, to enjoy my time as much as I can. And yeah, arousal being a signal to remind myself of those intentions, is how I am developing. You know, I'm not somebody who meditates every day or even every week, but I am somebody that will masturbate at least once a week. And to me, it's like that reminder is great. Like the reminder of to slow down, to take away, you know, the busyness and just be like, oh, I am a human being. I am in a body. I feel pleasure and I'm grateful. That's my spiritual practice. It's simple and it is natural.
Oh my gosh. I love that what you're talking about here is like conscious masturbation, right? Like not plugging in to either a vibrating device or just porn or whatever, like really tuning into your body. Because I know for me, and especially before I got my chakra up, like I would masturbate simply just to get off. Like it wasn't about intentions. I was feeling into my body, but there wasn't a deep sense of feeling. I mean, I could feel the surface level of arousal, but I wasn't getting beyond that point. Like it was very wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And like what you're describing here is this idea of conscious masturbation, like setting intentions. And I think that that is so beautiful because what you said about like having arousal being associated with the intention that you want to open to love. I mean, oh my gosh, that's like magic. That's almost like witchcraft. That's like sex magic.
Yeah. Solo sex magic. But you know, it's like a lot of people aren't really aware that they are feeling different frequencies and vibrations, but most people are aware that they get horny. And that is an energy. So it's like this introduction to like vibration and frequency and changing your thoughts to create your world is, you know, it's easy. It's just easy to, okay, I'm horny. That's an energy. That's creative energy. And that's really all it is. It's like this introduction. And now if you slow down and you feel energy from the crystals, you're working yourself to be more in tune to those subtle energies, but also, you know, about like pornography and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I mean, you know, masturbation. I never want to say that that's wrong or not like conscious too, because there are times when, you know, like I said, I'm observing myself and I'm like thinking about some kind of fantasy where maybe I'm being asserted over or something like a little bit more on the raunchy side or really on the raunchy side. And, you know, and this thing happens where, oh my God, why am I thinking about this? This isn't spiritual, but I quickly got rid of that feeling because it's just about being aware and accepting who you are. So even if you are, you know, thinking about certain fantasies or watching certain porn, like I don't want anybody to feel like that means that's not spiritual, because the whole process is spiritual. It's just being open to these other avenues of self-awareness and self-love is, you know, so that's all good.
Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that too, because there's definitely a beauty and a benefit to wham, bam, thank you, man, like insert a vibrator and like plug away into orgasmic bliss. I mean, right. And then like you're done and you walk away and that's totally fine. I mean, there's a lot of benefit and beauty to that too. But I like that what you're introducing here is a concept that not many of us actually sit down and do. I mean, I've done this a few times, but it's very rare that I actually like this idea of taking a journal, like journaling after I masturbate. That is like revolutionary to me, you know, like, and it just really speaks to it speaks to masturbation as self-care. Like it's not just about getting off. It's not just about relieving tension and pressure in your body, but it's literally a form of self-care. And I wondered if you could speak more about like the self-care aspect of it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot because, you know, with what I do, I am talking about self-love and self-care all the time. And there's times when I forget to eat breakfast, or I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, what is that person looking back at me? Like, what, that is my face? Like, I don't understand. Like, it doesn't look like how I feel. And I'll start like this negative, you know, thing. And yet, this deep self-love tells me not to listen to that voice, to feed myself good foods, healthy foods. And what we're talking about with masturbating, and sometimes it looks like this, sometimes it looks like that. When you can access your pleasure center as a means to say, I'm stressed out, I need to do something to take care of myself, what can I do? I'm going to slow down and I'm going to touch myself and feel good for a moment out of my day, is just another form of being kind of a parent to yourself, and being like, I need to get myself out of these thoughts, or I need to put myself on another train of thought. So, you know, having masturbation as one of like the tools in your toolbox is, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah. And I mean, it's an amazing thing to do for yourself. So in my last episode, I was talking about how I'm trying to masturbate more, because ever since I got into a committed partnership, the frequency of me masturbating has gone way down, partly because, you know, I have a partner that does amazingly in terms of giving me sexual pleasure. But it seems like when you're in a partnership with someone, the solo sexual relationship that you have gets kind of put on the back burner.
Right.
And so I actually wanted to ask you, like, what advice do you have for people like me who are trying to come back more into having a solo sexual relationship, particularly people who are in committed relationships, who are partnered, and, you know, they're tending to get most of their sexual needs met in their relationship, but they kind of want to bring some of that self-care and have that gentle touch and that alone time for themselves. Like, what advice would you give to people?
Yeah, see it as like a beauty regimen. Like, you know, when you want to give yourself time to, you know, it's like an all-encompassing thing, like an evening to yourself of, you know, giving yourself a face mask, or you know, like, I love to get out of the shower and just coconut oil it up all over, you know, and then that's like the beginning, you know, like have it be part of that routine of, okay, now's my time to massage, you know, coconut oil into my skin, and then, you know, check in with my yoni, how's she doing? And, oh, that feels good, you know, and just, it doesn't always, to me, it doesn't always have to end in orgasm, though it's nice, like not giving yourself that pressure of, okay, I need to, like, you know, do this, but just to have that time where you are exploring your body, either daily or monthly, you know. My whole thing is acceptance. So accepting where you are and letting that energy flow. So even, you know, saying I'm not doing this enough to me feels, well, it's just how you're feeling right now. Don't stick to that idea. Just be open to doing it more and look for the opportunities of when it's appropriate for you, like for me getting out of the shower and doing that whole thing.
Yeah. How do you get it on your radar? I guess that's like the hardest part for me, because like I feel, and I know I can speak for other people as well, like the whole coconut oil thing, that is something that I do and that's really great, but like my mind never gravitates in that direction, especially when my partner is home. Like, especially when, like, maybe, you know, I'm taking a shower right before bed, he's in bed, maybe I don't want to masturbate in front of him because he might see it as an invitation, or I just want to do this by myself. Like, I guess what I want to know is, like, how do you get masturbation as a form of self-care just totally just about yourself? You're not introducing it into your sex life with your partner. How do you get that on your radar?
I mean, it's like any other dedicated practice that you would do. It is like carving out time for meditation or for prayer or yoga. Like, that's why I do suggest journaling and like having that be like, you know, something to track where you're feeling, how you're feeling before, how you're feeling after, what thoughts are coming up. I mean, really just dedicating some time. It's like anything else, looking for the opportunities, or to, you know, say every morning before I shower, that's my time. And doing it in the bathroom when your husband or boyfriend or partner isn't around.
Yeah.
It's like any other thing of that you want to do or, you know, improve. Like, I want to be more positive. Just, I want to have more humor in situations that make me uncomfortable. So how do we really do that? It's just having it be something that you're looking for opportunities to explore that. So if you write down, like, my intention is to self-love more and masturbate, then you're going to be reminded of that and look for the opportunities wherever they may come up.
Yeah, that's so true. And one thing that I've been like trying to play around with more, which is a little bit scary for me because it really means that I have to speak out and say, like, hey, I need this time for myself, is like, rather than waiting for an opportune moment when my partner is gone or when maybe he is in his office with the door closed and I can like steal away for a few moments, I actually like have been trying to practice saying to him, like, you know what, I need some time for myself. Like, I'm and actually like not saying like, I just need some time for myself, but saying like, I want to masturbate. And I'm going to be in the room. It may take 30 minutes, may take a little less than that, but please don't disturb me. And like, that has been incredibly empowering for me because I feel like when I speak out that desire, like, and I say intentionally, I'm making this time for myself and I'm putting up a boundary that says, I'm doing this for me. You're not invited. Please hold space for me. I mean, that is so, it's so scary, but it, oh my God, it feels so gratifying. and it's amazing too, because my partner, he's so loving and he's so compassionate and accepting. And he's just like, go for it. Have a good time.
Hell yeah. And it's probably a little bit of a turn on for him too. So I can't imagine it being like too bad to think that your partner is in the other room masturbating.
Yeah. But I mean, I think one thing that I'm learning about that is like how important it is to just ask for what you want and ask for what you need. And I love that you're talking about like making self-pleasuring just like you would, like making it a priority just like you would yoga, like your yoga practice, and carving out that time and telling people in your house, like your housemates, like, look, leave me alone. I'm going to be meditating for a little bit. Like, you can do the same thing with self-pleasuring and masturbating. And then also, like, you touched on that in the beginning too, like how it doesn't have to be like fingers in vagina or, you know, vibrator or whatever. Like, you can just self, like, just touch yourself for 5 minutes and that can be it.
Yeah. For me, it's really does make me feel connected to my purpose in life when I touch my body and I'm saying, thank you that I have the sense of touch right now. And thank you that I can feel good when I, you know, touch myself here. It brings me to that place of connectivity to something greater than myself. You know, it's like this gratitude that comes out. And in that case, you can say, hey, I'm going to go in the other room and meditate, and mean masturbate, because you are.
Yes.
No. But no, I understand. And I love that, you know, you are doing that with your husband and you appreciate his love making and everything. Because for me, I'm like a connoisseur of masturbation to myself, you know, and yet, like, you know, so I understand, because to me, when I'm actually with my boyfriend, I feel that, like, to actually ask for what I want with sex is a little bit of a struggle for me. And so I totally understand, like, it's that scary thing that comes up when you ask for what you want. So you're inspiring me.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong, it is fucking terrifying. Like, I actually did it a couple days ago where I was like, I really need to get off right now. So I'm going to go into the room and please leave me alone. Like, don't disturb me. Because I think that's the worst part. And that's happened before, where I feel like it's a perfect moment. He's in his office. He's not even going to notice if I just like steal away for 20 minutes. And then I'm like doing it. And then like he busts in. I'm like, fuck. And then like the whole mood is killed. So there's something very intentional about saying, like, the door is closed. Do not come in. This is for me and myself. And like, when I'm done, I'm done. Another thing that was really helpful for us. And I mean, I don't know, maybe this is something that other people can ask their partners to do too. It's like, I didn't want to make a big deal about it. Like after I, you know, exited from the room and I'd had this orgasm, and I mean, I didn't want him to like be like, so how was it? Or like, I heard you in there, or, you know, like I wanted it to be as like normal and natural as if I like was meditating.
Yeah.
So the first time that I did this and I asked him and I told him, like, you know, leave me alone, I'm gonna be in the room, and I walked out, I was expecting for him to like give me those googly eyes, like, yeah, I know that you were what you were doing in there. But he was just like, so did you have a good time? And I was like, yep. And then like we made dinner, and it was totally normal and wonderful. So, and thankfully I didn't have to ask my partner to keep it normal, to make me feel like what I did was like this big huge thing, because I didn't want it to feel like that. But I do wonder if that would help other people too, like being like, hey, so after I enter back into this world, after I've masturbated, like, don't make it a big deal. Like, really, it's nothing. It's just like I was meditating for a bit. Like, you don't have to like make jokes or look at me funny or whatever.
Yeah. And anything, you know, takes time. So one thing that I love to say is, don't bail when shit gets weird. Like, if the first time it happens and, you know, those comments do arise, you know, address it and then do it again. And just let it be like we're saying, a routine where it's like, okay, this is my time now, I'm going to go. And the more you do it, the more natural and normal it will feel.
Yeah. So I'm thinking right now about like how people can get, and myself included, like how we can get masturbation on our radar. And I wondered if you've ever tried like having a set date with yourself where every day for a week or 5 days at this particular time, you have a date with yourself, and like there's nothing that can break that date because you will be there for it. Have you ever tried that?
Definitely. My thing is the mornings, like my morning ritual before I do any work. I am focused on myself and filling, you know, my own cup so that I can have like lots of love to give others. So yeah, I think what you said is great. I mean, saying, okay, for the next 5 days, for the next week, I'm going to set this time and that's it. And it's like anything else, making that the priority. And I think that would carry on through, you know, like you're saying, to put it on your radar. If you're going to do something like that, you know, we'll make it self more present in your life. And
Yeah, making masturbation a habit. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, hell yeah. And mornings. I love like mornings before you do anything, putting your intentions and self-care, self-love, priority number one, you know, is the best, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking in this group that I'm a part of on Facebook, and we were talking about masturbation and how a lot of us get in this rut with it where we only do it at night to help us go to sleep. And so I like this idea of doing it in the morning, like starting your day bright and early with a wonderful self-loving session that either ends in orgasm or it doesn't, to change it up a little bit. Because yeah, I was also kind of in that rut too, where I would only masturbate to fall asleep. And there's something really like sinful and like the most delicious way to like do it in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Another thing is yoni eggs.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Sure. It's these crystal or jade eggs that you insert into your yoni, and you could just leave it in and not really do anything, or you can leave it in and do Kegel exercises. But that is a really great way to become more aware of that space within you, and like carrying this egg inside of you is like you're going to get the benefits of the crystal, like the metaphysical properties. And then also you're strengthening those muscles. So you're increasing blood flow, you know, you'll get more juicy and all these things. So I think that would also be a good way for people to put masturbation on the radar, is just if they put their yonis on the radar, like being really aware of yourself in that way.
Yes. Yes. And I think like a really good place to start with that is like looking at your yoni sometimes. Like we're so disconnected from that part of ourselves. Like I've been in sessions with clients before where they're like, I haven't seen myself in 15 years. And we have this connection with that part of ourselves only when there's something wrong or when sex is happening. And
right.
I think there's something really powerful about like having a relationship with our yonis and our vulvas and our vaginas that doesn't have anything to do with sex. It doesn't have anything to do with a problem that's being solved, but it's just like a relationship that you're nurturing. And I think yoni eggs could be a really good thing for that too.
Definitely.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you a few rapid fire questions.
Cool.
So you are the creator of Chakrubs.
Mm-hmm.
You make beautiful, gorgeous crystal dildos, as I like to call them, and also yoni eggs. But I've always wanted to ask you this. What is your favorite one? I imagine that you have played with all
everyone
of them to test them out.
Yes.
But what is your favorite?
My favorite started as the Black Onyx, and I would always go back to that one ever since, you know, I have the prototype and I bonded with that crystal so much. And Black Onyx is associated with like we were talking about in the very beginning, like removing feelings of shame and, you know, unblocking, energy flow. But recently we have a new one. It's called the Gaia Stone, made of red jasper. And it is my favorite, I am like so, I can't believe it because it's like, yeah, it's so great. The red jasper Gaia stone, it is my new favorite and I'm very excited to have a new favorite.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And it's beautiful too. I've seen pictures of it. It is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So gorgeous. Okay, describe your last orgasm in a word.
Sweet.
I like that. How do you feel about the term making love?
It's funny because I listened to your podcast with
Kristen. So yeah.
Thinking about her. the thought that comes to mind is when my most recent relationship, my current boyfriend, he says, I want to make love to you. And I really do love when he says that, because it is true. We're not going to, you know, we're making love. And I think it's probably the first time where I feel like I'm making love, and it's a little bit different than getting off with each other. It's we're taking this time to deepen our connection, and so I like it.
And there's no shame in that. There's no shame in liking making love. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate the different energy of sex and how making love, it describes a certain sort of sexing, versus, you know, fucking or, you know, getting off. So I can appreciate that. If your sexual energy were an animal, what would it be?
That's a good one. A butterfly.
Oh, why?
Because I go through periods of, feeling like I'm in a cocoon and then expanding out.
I like that. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I resonate with that a lot. What song helps you get in the mood?
The Nine Inch Nails song, Fuck You Like an Animal.
Oh, I
love that song so much. There's something to that.
Oh my God, that song, like I listened to it the other day. It doesn't age. Like it never gets old. It holds up so well. I feel like we're going to be listening to that song in like 20 years and it's still going to sound like just as badass.
Totally.
Who are your erotic muses?
My erotic muses. Let's see. Cleopatra keeps coming to mind.
Ooh.
You know, I studied her a little bit and I think that she's so powerful. And I think about this statue that I once saw. It was like Cleopatra with her arm around a man, which was very like respectful. And yet like, this is my love. It was like almost like this power. So she's coming to mind right now, though I have a lot of erotic muses, probably.
Oh, tell me a couple more.
Madonna. Yeah. You know, she's always been somebody who just really took her sexuality to mean empowerment, and I just always love like her music and what she stood for. And she would have, you know, she would like masturbate on stage, and she was just so fearless. Yeah, and then I think about goddesses, you know, like Venus. Yeah. I'm a Taurus, so I'm ruled by the planet Venus, and you know that goddess energy, love, and yeah.
I love it. That's great. Those are really, really great muses. And lastly, what is the best sex advice you've ever been given?
The best sex advice I've ever been given. It's always communication, you know. I think communicating what, you know, like what we were saying, it's, even though it's difficult and scary, communication is key to not just sex, but everything.
Oh, so good. So where can the people find you?
Instagram is a great place. My Chakrubs Instagram is where I'm at mostly. And then you can always go on my website, chakrubs.com, to check out the products or to email me.
Cool. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us about masturbation as self-care. I cannot wait to get my hands on that Gaia stone.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And it was a pleasure speaking with you, as always.
We're very familiar with the typical ways to exhibit self-care, saying no, sleeping in, moving our bodies, feeding ourselves nourishing foods, unplugging from the internet, etc. But solo sex is often overlooked. Not anymore. Today, I want to share with you 35 reasons to touch yourself as a form of self-care. 1. Masturbation keeps your yoni healthy. 2. Masturbation is the safest sex you can have. 3. Masturbation helps create and sustain your sexual sovereignty. 4. Masturbation is the best way to get to know your sexuality. 5. Masturbation relieves stress and tension in your body. 6. Masturbation gives you a delicious natural high. 7. Masturbation helps you have a better relationship with your desires. 8. Masturbation grounds you into your sexual body. 9. Masturbation is an invitation to practice healthy selfishness. 10. Masturbation feels good. 11. Masturbation cultivates self-intimacy. 12. Masturbation can ease PMS symptoms like cramping and moodiness. 13. Masturbation can prevent cancer and heart disease. 14. Masturbation fosters self-acceptance. 15. Masturbation is a natural sleep aid and helps fight insomnia. 16. Masturbation is free! 17. Masturbation makes the sex you have with others more enjoyable. 18. Masturbation promotes body mindfulness. 19. Masturbation helps you explore the many different orgasms you can have. 20. Masturbation helps you build sexual confidence. 21. Masturbation can jumpstart your creativity. 22. Masturbation creates an intimate kinship between you and your genitals. 23. Masturbation is the ultimate form of self-love. 24. Masturbation is easy. 25. Masturbation helps strengthen your pelvic floor muscles. 26. Masturbation expands your capacity to experience pleasure. 27. Masturbation helps cure headaches. 28. Masturbation is a great way to reconcile your relationship with porn. 29. Masturbation helps you have more orgasms more consistently. 30. Masturbation helps heal sexual core wounding and traumas. 31. Masturbation adds to partnered sex. 32. Masturbation is a form of meditation. 33. Masturbation is a great way to stretch and play with your erotic imagination. 34. Masturbation can be a spiritual practice. And lastly, 35. Masturbation is a bold gesture toward nurturing your sexual essence. And if that's not enough reasons to start masturbating today as a form of self-care, I don't know what is. Thanks for listening to the Sexually Liberated Woman podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, give it a heart on SoundCloud or share it with a friend. You can also tell me personally how much you love this via email, evyan@sexloveliberation.com. That's E-V-Y-A-N @sexloveliberation.com. I want to know how you've been celebrating the month of sexual pleasure. As for me, you can find me on my blog, sexloveliberation.com, where I write essays about sex, sensuality, and erotic empowerment. You can also find me on Instagram at evyan.whitney, that's E-V-Y-A-N period, W-H-I-T-N-E-Y, where I'm capturing moments of sexual liberation and self-love throughout the day. And if you want to be a sexually liberated woman, go to sexloveliberation.com/SLW, and maybe I'll be chatting with you about your journey of erotic empowerment someday. See you in the next episode. The Sexually Liberated Woman podcast is supported by Shockrubs. Shockrubs makes beautiful, handcrafted sexual wellness products from 100% pure crystal. Crystals are a natural, earth-made material that help to awaken higher levels of consciousness, work through emotional imbalances, and heal deep core wounding. Take all of that and put it in sex toy form, and you've got yourself a mighty orgasmic tool. I have my own Shockrub that's made of 100% rose quartz, which is this really beautiful, soft pink colored crystal that helps me cultivate self-love, opens my heart chakra, and heightens my capacity to feel pleasure. And my orgasms are incredible. So if you want to bring sacredness and a little witchiness to your erotic life, head to shockrubs.com and use the code LIBERATION to get 10% off your purchase. That's CHAKRUBS.com, promo code LIBERATION. And may your orgasms be plentiful.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.